BBC News with Sue Montgomery. Hollywood actors are going on strike after talks with major studios and streaming giants collapsed. The Screen Actors Guild has been demanding increased fees for repeats and assurances about the use of artificial intelligence. The president of the guild, Fran Drescher, called it a moment of truth, saying actors were in danger of being replaced by machines. American film and television writers have been on strike for weeks over the same issues. Sophie Long is in Los Angeles.
160,000 members of SAG-AFTRA, that basically includes almost every radio, television and film actor across the country. The last time both the actors and writers were on strike at the same time was in the 1960s. It'll mean financial hardship for many people working in industry still recovering from the pandemic, and it will mean a major delay to shooting schedules and the releases of films and television series. We don't yet know how long this is set to last, but it could be some time when you think about just how far apart the two sides are at the moment.
The United States has rejected paying reparations to developing countries affected by climate change disasters. The US climate envoy, John Kerry, told a congressional hearing his country wouldn't do so under any circumstances. Sean Dilley reports from Washington.
The United States was among the many countries that supported the creation of the Loss and Damage Fund at the COP27 climate conference in Egypt last November. Its aim is to call on wealthy nations to help countries such as Uganda, Indonesia and Egypt that are disproportionately impacted by climate disasters. Historically, G20 countries have emitted the majority of greenhouse gases, and so some argue they should pay compensation for the past.
Syria has given the United Nations permission to continue delivering humanitarian aid to the northwest of the country through a border crossing with Turkey. The largely rebel-held area was devastated by an earthquake in February. Isnella Tawfiq.
Syria's ambassador to the UN, Bassem Sabeh, told reporters his government had given the UN permission to continue cross-border aid deliveries, as long as it was in full cooperation and coordination with the Syrian government. Russia, Syria's ally on the council, has long argued that the UN cross-border mechanism was a violation of Syria's sovereignty. And over the years, during contentious negotiations, authorization was whittled down from four routes to just one at Bab el-Hawa.
A judge in Tunisia has ordered the release of two prominent political opponents of President Kais Saied. Shaima Issa and Lazar Akrami have been in jail for 5 months. They were among a group of around 20 arrested on charges of plotting against the state. BBC News. The Constitutional Court of Guatemala has granted a temporary halt to a court order suspending the centre-left Semilla Party from participating in next month's presidential election runoff. It's raised hopes the vote could go ahead. The party was suspended after prosecutors alleged irregularities in its registered members' lists. The World Health Organization has classified the widely used artificial sweetener aspartame as possibly carcinogenic to humans. It said the decision followed limited evidence that it may increase the risk of liver cancer. However, it said aspartame used in diet drinks and low-calorie food posed little risk, so the current safe daily limits remain unchanged. Dr. Thomas Galligan is the principal scientist for food additives and supplements in the US.
This is something industry, consumers and regulators really need to take notice of. This is very concerning. CSPI would like to see industry begin to reformulate their products to use safer alternatives and help consumers avoid and minimize their exposure to aspartame. Similarly, policymakers can also take very important and authoritative evaluation under consideration and start taking steps to protect consumers as well.
Aspartame is now in the same carcinogenic risk group as aloe vera, but considered less risky than night shift worker red meat. Ghana has defended its policy of sending asylum seekers back to Burkina Faso after the UN urged it to stop. Ghana's National Security Ministry said suspected terrorists and illegal migrants were being repatriated in accordance with international protocols. The first film in 10 years by the celebrated Japanese animator Hayao Miyazaki is being released today. How Do You Live?, a feature-length animation, is opening across Japan, ending a decade-long wait by fans. BBC News.